Once again, that's sounding like a regular politician. Let's get Bill at Annapolis. Good morning, Bill.
You're right. She's not a politician. She's looking out for the public, C4. And I happen to have the good graces of listening to her at the general meeting for the library down in Anne Arundel County. And I've only been working for the county for 6 months. My other 37 years have been in the private sector. And I'm the guy with the printing business on the Eastern Shore. And the one thing that I hear what you're saying about addressing these underfunded or not even a funded debt with the retirement and the health care plan, is the one thing I see is the education in Anne Arundel County and how much money they get into that system and what we get for it. And I almost think there's no, how are you going to manage that?
Well, in the school system in Anne Arundel County, you know, the state sets the rate. And so at the end of the day, the amount that is funded to the school system is determined at the state level. And that's why I've referred to it as a block grant, because we in county government have no say over what that amount of money is. We can increase it, certainly, and it will increase automatically because of maintenance of effort. But we have no control or say over how the school system is run or how ultimately those funds are spent. Now, I will tell you the county council has some say over that. They can make changes within the budget for the school system, but county administration cannot.
You've got all these other county agencies, though, that don't play by the same rules that the educational folks have. It's almost like they have a whole set of rules for themselves.
Yeah, I believe in working with them, though. You know, I think it is frustrating. I certainly have my moments of frustration, but I'm a collaborator, and so I choose to work in a collaborative way to affect
change. Well, we need that. That's a really smart approach. Of course, you don't need me to tell you that.
Well, Bill, one of the problems is that you also come from the private sector as a county executive, and collaboration is what you have to do. In government, fighting is what they do most.
Well, it is, and it's... You know, the free thinking that I'm so familiar with in the private industry, and sometimes we get so rigid in government and how we do things, and they have to be done this way, and everyone's got to, you know, sign on board, and it's just like moving a slow
How about an ocean liner? How about, I compare it to turning an ocean liner around.
Yeah, it just doesn't. And I'm sorry, it always seems like someone's got to step up and take the heat to make these changes. I can see in the county that they're very generous benefits. You know, I'm thankful for what little bit I have. I'm a part-time employee, so I don't get full benefits, but I'm thankful for what I have. And I'm sure a lot of people are that are in the library system, but talk about an underfunded agency that they're starting to realize the library is an important part of the county, and the citizens really need that.
Well, Bill, I appreciate your call. Let's get to Neil in Pasadena. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Laura Newman and me.
Good morning. How are you, C4?
Doing great, buddy.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Listen to you every morning.
Oh, you can listen all the time and call anytime.
Okay. Well, I agree with that.
There you go. Go ahead, Neil.
Hi, Ms. Newman. I want to congratulate you on your 8 months. I think you've been doing a great job.
Thank you.
I've had a Maryland State Police security clearance for 27 years. I was an MP in the Marine Corps. One thing about the police, I know a lot of the police officers in this county got a lot of great officers.
Agreed.
That are on the streets, and I appreciate them, and I know a lot of them. But, however, I still feel that there's not enough police on the street. You know, when we're looking at placing a call, and we're going over 20 minutes, 25 minutes for an officer to show up.
You're right. That's a problem.
It is a problem, particularly when we have roughly, 13,000 citizens to one officer. That's an awful great deal to overcome. And a lot of these guys, I've seen them, they're overworked. You know, they're working double shifts, so forth and so on.
You know, Neil, I'm really glad that you brought this up, because in our police department, you know, they asked for increased staffing in this budget year. But there were 20 vacant positions, and so we've asked them to fill those positions before we increase the overall staffing. But it brings up a very important point, and I do think it's really the Achilles heel in Anne Arundel County, and that is that we have never used data to make decisions.
Hmm.
So I hired the first ever county economist recently, and I said, look, I want information. information, metrics, accountability, that's what should drive ultimately our decision making. And so that's what we're doing in the police department. We're saying to them, okay, let's talk about response times. Let's talk about, you know, number of citizens versus the number of hours. And let's make sure that we can measure the success rate based on increasing the resources to the department overall. I agree with you. My gut on it is that we probably do need more officers. I think our response times in some cases are slower than they could or should be. But the truth is we need to tie that to accountability. And it is our intention to start building those metrics into the process. I recently created a commission on excellence, and it was 45 citizens from all over the county who came together to look at every department in county government. I asked them to, you know, I believe citizens always should have a seat at the table. They should be part of the conversation. We should be totally transparent in what we do. And I asked them for best practices in every department. And in every department, and most notably yesterday, I was briefed on the police department, there were no metrics to evaluate whether or not additional resources should be allocated. So while we both have experienced that and we both have that impression, we need to tie it to data, and that's what we're working on now.
Okay, Neil?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for your time, guys.
All right,
Neil. Both of you have a great day.
You too.
From the way you think, County Executive, I want to get back to the education question and issue for a second, because Montgomery County and Prince George's County actually found ways to make efficiencies. They had tight budget times. They reduced their contribution to their school systems, and they were penalized by state government. They actually were hit with this maintenance of effort and make them cost millions of dollars. How do you fight? I mean, you're trying to, you know, meet your budget obligations, but you're almost forced into this. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, fundamentally, the fact that so many of us are struggling with this issue around the school system and the relationship between county government and the school system means that we have a problem. And it needs to be addressed in a bigger way. It's a regional issue. It's a statewide issue. I don't know any county government that isn't struggling with this. It's the breakdown of resources and accountability. And it says to me that we need to have a bigger conversation at the state level. And so we need to engage the state leaders on this issue. They make decisions for the counties, and at the end of the day, the counties have to foot the bill.
And now, when I was down there, they would argue, which I totally disagree with, they would argue all these county leaders are trying to do is reduce their contributions to school systems and put more onus on the state. That's why they want to do this, as opposed to recognizing the realities of budget decisions you have to make. You have more than education. I mean, education is important, but you got police, fire, water, sewage. I mean, so I'm saying the response back from Annapolis is you're just trying to reduce your contributions.
Well, the state budget has grown $8 billion a year in the last 7 years. And county budget's not growing at the same rate. And so, and it won't, because at the end of the day, all the money, the county budget is not where the fat is. You know, there's not, county budgets tend to be relatively lean, especially in a revenue capped county. You know, 35% to 38% of our budget, our total number, total tax revenue number, is controlled by the county. And so if you look at all the departments, most notably education that the state controls, they're really coming into the counties and controlling how the counties decide to spend their budgets. And it just, you know, that's just not a good relationship. Inherently, it's going to be challenging. And the issue of education continues to resurface. And I believe that, you know, the approach is broken.
Wow. Look how an hour flies by. Final thoughts, County Executive, about your first 8 months. How do you feel?
It's been busy.
They saved all the good stuff for you, right?
Yeah. No, you know, I love it, though. We have a lot of great, hardworking citizens in our county. And, you know, I've enjoyed it. It's been a real pleasure to serve the community.
Just wait till you get to Annapolis again once the session starts. I know you can't wait to deal with those folks, right?
It'll be good.
County Executive Laura Newman. We are going to hear a lot of things on the County Executive, I truly believe. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.